views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. It's so wonderful to be here today. This is Carol Dorian, and you're listening to Spiritual Diagnostics on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my awesome co-host with me today.
Yes, hello, everyone. This is Suzanne Evans, and I'm so happy to be here today. We got some great topics to go over, and I'm really excited today about our show.
Oh, yes. Today, we are going to be talking about cutting cords, and this is a very important topic in our spirituality, in our emotional well-being, mental health. So many aspects of self depend on cutting cords. And the type of cords that we're going to be talking about today are mother and daughter cords, father and son cords, husband and wife cords, past friends, past lovers, past abusive relationships, and relationships with employers. There are many different types of cords, and identifying the cords that actually need to be cut from our lives, from our spirit, from our aura, from our chakras is very important. Sometimes these cords, these energetic psychic cords, are connecting and feeding us energy from the past that is no longer serving our present. It does not serve where we are going, and it's keeping us in a bondage. We're binded by certain types of cords. For those of you who are listening today, feel free to call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Feel free to call in, ask any questions you have regarding your past relationships, present situations, and future situations. These cords that we're going to be talking about today, they stem from the past, they are very current in the present, and they may be blocking the future advancement, the love, the fulfillment, the peace, and the happiness that we are desiring. So again, 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you who would like to call in after the show, feel free to do so at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285. So anyone who calls in during or after the show, you're going to be receiving a free full-life reading with an energetic cord evaluation, where we will be talking to you, receiving your voice vibrations, and we will be assessing the energetic cords that are connecting to you, that are binding you. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about what it is that these cords are doing and how these cords function. So one of the most important things a person can do for their evolution, for their moving forward, and for their growth is to release and disconnect themselves from the past. The word, the thought of it, and the words that I'm saying, they just seem so obvious to some of us. Yes, disconnect from the past so that we can move forward into the future. Saying that can be easy. Doing that can be extremely painful. It can be extremely difficult because even though our mind is so ready to make that change and our spirit is starving to be nourished with change, these cords and energy that forms a bondage, by it being there, it also forms a resistance that says, I've been rooted here and I have been here so long that I'm not going to budge. So in the energetic system, becoming connected, it can also become disconnected. Depending on what it is that the energetic system has become connected to, can cause disconnection to self and to future experiences, especially when there's a strong emotional or mental event between two parties, such as a traumatic or painful event, an unwanted breakup or separation. What happens is we create energy cords through intimacy and through that connection that we experienced. And so when we make a conscious or subconscious vow or contract, promises or oath, whether they're spoken or unspoken, with another person, we often will strongly feel and think that those promises are still valid to this day. And even if the relationship or the person or the situation is severed, our energy field can actually be reacting to the prior energy and to that prior cord. So it's very important to cut all cords of attachment that are unhealthy and that are toxic. And I'm aware that so many of you who are listening to this may even feel that you've done so. You feel like, I have made a conscious effort and a conscious awareness that I am separating and severing myself from the past. But you may be surprised to find out that even though you've done so, these cords are literally still existing and still feeding a certain type of energy through them that is keeping you stagnant or blocked. So how can the cord be there if you've made the conscious effort and decision to disconnect from certain people, places, things, and situations? Because the cord is not an analogy. It is an actuality. It is in existence, and it has been created by the bond and the connection and the impact that the bond and connection to certain people and situations have formed between you and your energy field. So basically what that's meaning is that this cord has been structured and connected. So even when your mind and spirit is in the full awareness that you're moving on, the cord needs to be removed so that your mind and spirit can actually live in the benefit of the decision that you have made. So, Suzanne, I know that when we were doing some of the meditation sessions and cord cutting, there were so many amazing areas that you used through pranic healing to identify the symptoms of existing cords. Could you go over some of those with us?
Oh, yes, because definitely through my experience, I have seen many different symptoms that people were experiencing before their actual spiritual releasing of these cords. I definitely seen that, and I would love to go over some examples of symptoms of unwanted spiritual cords. And, you know, there's many different ones, like such as unable to move on, unable to stop thinking or obsessing about a person, frequent conversations in your mind with that person, frequently remembering what they said in the past, feeling their ongoing judgment or criticism, argument sometimes daily in your mind with someone. These can be actual psychic arguments, constant memories or emotions that arise. We used to watch that show together. Temptation to go back to that relationship that serves no purpose in our life. Unable to sleep. Endless processing of the past. Deep feelings of sadness, anger, depression around the past feelings. Wanting to get even revenge. Or constantly aware of the unfair treatment. Crying a lot, excuse me, emotional wreck. I'm sorry about that, excuse me.
Oh, that's okay, that's all right.
Crying a lot, emotional wreck, turning down others or invitations to events or even going out on a date with somebody or just getting together with old family or friends, just stuck in the past, feeling, you know, like you're just uninterested, no desire to meet new people, try new things. But even, you know, one thing, Carol, that I did witness multiple times is I'm not going to say that everybody is uninterested or not desiring to move on, because that wouldn't be true. There's some people that are like that, yes. But one thing that I have noticed more than actually undesiring, desiring to move on, desiring to move forward, desiring to meet new people in their life, regardless of what that relationship may be or serve, but not able to do so. Wanting change so badly, wanting to move forward, wanting to make the past stay in the past, but they cannot seem to achieve that. It seems like the past is constantly haunting their present moment and taking it on into the future. So definitely, all of these symptoms that I have said and feeling this way definitely means that there is spiritual cords that are being attached to our life, that are affecting us on a physical level, that are affecting us on a mental level, emotional level, you know, on all different levels of our life. And the thing is that these attachments, these spiritual cords can be disconnected, can be cut out. It is possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, you touched on a lot of very valid points, especially when you talk about the past haunting the present. So we're getting ready to take a short break. And when we come back, I'd like to go over more of these symptoms once again. And we are going to be pinpointing the most specific and identifiable energetic symptoms, mental and emotional symptoms, that let you know that you are being bound by these cords that are pulling you into the past. There is an answer, there is a solution, and it is through diagnosing, it is through identification. We can absolutely sever any binding energetic cords that are holding you still. We will be right back to reflect further on cutting the cords after this short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, hello. Hello, everybody. It's so wonderful to be back here with all of you. Talking about cords, the cutting of these cords. And when we left off, we were going over the symptoms of identification that you are holding on to these cords. But, you know, let's reword that a little bit, that these cords are holding on to you. Because the difference with cords versus other type of spiritual blocks or energetic blocks is that sometimes we are holding on to a block. But in the case of spiritual energetic cords, toxic cords, psychic cords, there's so many names for them, but it really comes down to the same thing. And the difference with these type of cords is that the cord is holding on to you. So does that mean that if the cord is holding on to us, that we are powerless because it's holding us? Absolutely not. You have the power to cut the cord. In order to activate this power, it is very necessary for you to understand where your cord is coming from, what is giving the cord specific strength in your life and taking away your strength. Once you're identifying the cause of the cord and why it is so deeply connected and what it means, it's all about knowing what does this mean. You have the ability to release it in its fullness. For those of you who are listening, if you have questions about cords that are binding you, situations that have happened in your life, what do they mean regarding your love life, your career, your mental and emotional well-being, feel free to call in. And by picking up on your voice vibrations, we're going to be able to feel what type of cords, if any, that you are carrying and what it is that you need to sever. So call in to the show at 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. If you desire to call after the show, you can do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. 2285 or log on to spirituald.com. So whoever calls during or after the show, you're going to be receiving a free full life reading, and we're also going to do an evaluation on the energetic cords that are binding, restricting, holding you back in any way of your life. And let's get back into what we were discussing. You know, Suzanne, you couldn't have said it any better. It's so correct and it's so accurate when you say the past haunting you. Yes. And you talked about people that want to, people who don't want to move forward, and then people who do want to move forward. But
yes,
they seem
and I've seen
to
more
be,
that want to move forward. I have seen more yes. of those, I have to say.
Oh, absolutely. They seem to be wanting to. And there seems to be something that's pulling them constantly back to the past, and the past keeps resurfacing. And when you said you've seen more people who want to move forward, let's touch on that a little more, because that is really so true. That's what's going on. How many of us want to move forward, want to be released, want to break that energy cycle, and feel like we simply can't? Go ahead, Suzanne.
Yes, you know, there's many times that I have seen people, and not only people that I have worked with, even people that are relatives to me, people that are close friends. Even last year, my neighbor was going through something like this, wanting to move forward, coming to the understanding of it, knowing that they need to, but yet those spiritual cords staying attached to them, staying connected to them, and holding them in that moment. That only thing that they can do is it's like they're constantly reliving that moment. They're constantly going through that. They're constantly thinking about that or even having those arguments in their own mind. And also so many people I have seen feel like they have given out so much more in a relationship or a situation than they ever received, and feeling like they can't move past that no matter how hard they try. And even what I have noticed that when people do move forward into their future and make change into their life, once these spiritual cords are still attached to them, they notice that relationship patterns, work patterns, whatever it may be, even living environment, alone time, is kind of reoccurring of the past because those cords are still attached to them. It's like, why even when I am bringing newness in my life, why is it that even when I am moving forward, why am I still feeling the same way that I did previously? Why am I still not being able just to sit down on a Sunday in my home and read a book and have a cup of tea without thinking over so much of what have I went through in the past? How did that situation affect me that was negative or person? It's not only about situations changing in our life. It's not only about moving forward into a new relationship, making that career change, organizing our home the way that we want to. How about the alone time? Because alone time, having a one-on-one personal relationship with ourselves, mentally, physically, and spiritually is very important. And I notice that a lot of people that are still holding on to these spiritual cords cannot have that one-on-one with their self the way that they need to, the way that they are meant to. And that is something that affects us very much. And you know what? I can't say that there's only some people that may be going through this, because I am a believer very strongly that all of us, there comes a point that we need to detach from certain cords in our life, okay? Whether they may be from childhood, they may be from our teenage years, from times that we went to college, whatever it may be, because there is certain things that do serve a purpose in our life. And sometimes those things that served a purpose in our life could be something that is very warming and welcoming and positive. But there's times that things served a purpose in our life as a lesson, okay? And we need to learn how to detach from that cord of those lessons or those positive things, whatever they may be, and move forward into our future without carrying on these cords.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you say alone time, let's look at that. So somebody, what would that look like? You're alone. You're trying to, whatever it is, clean out your closet, arrange your home. Like you said, read a book, have a cup of tea. And whatever it is that you're doing, even if it's completely unrelated to what happened, there seems to be something inside that makes a connection or strikes a memory to that past painful situation.
Yes.
And sometimes we're not reflecting on the pain. It could bring back a memory of when that relationship was wonderful or when things were very good. And then that cord starts sending through the energy of how it went bad, how the pain, the ending, the loss, or the difficulty of that connection went wrong. And I have seen it through parental children and parental relationships. How many people we have worked with that are adults that are still holding that cord of disapproval from mother and father, the lack of relationship or connection that they had with their parents, that judgment, not only hearing it replay in your mind, the disapproval of your parent, but still feeling till today that current judgment. So I'd like to reflect that what these cords do is they take the emotion and the result of the experience of the past and they play it in the present through the auric field. And what is that doing to us when we're going through that? It's creating a barrier that is keeping out anything new because there's simply no room for it. That energy cord cannot connect to a new outlet to take in the energy, the light, the love, and the healing that we need.
Yes, definitely. And I have seen that. I have witnessed that. And there comes a time in all of our lives, and I'm a strong believer in this, that we must cancel that cord. That we must honestly just cancel it, not allow it no more. It can't linger with us forever.
That's correct. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about the type of energy that creates the cord, the identification and releasing process of canceling that cord, after we come back from this short break.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A Method.com, and sign up. you will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. We are back here in Spiritual Diagnostics, and we're talking about cord cutting, severing the attachments of the past of pain and disappointment, whether it is from a intimate relationship, a parental relationship, an employer, wherever it is that it is coming from, identifying that cord and severing that cord. And when we left off talking, we talked a little bit about the symptom and the fact of even the made-up mind, the person who is making changes in their life, moving things around in their home, creating new business thoughts, plans, and ideas, trying to do whatever it takes to shift energy, surrounding themselves with new people. But it's like no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're not doing, the pain and the memory of that situation, that place, that person, or that time in life keeps reoccurring, and that is the symptom of a cord. If you have cleared your life, your path, and connection to the person, and so much time has gone by, but you keep seeming to relive that pain and that unwanted memory of what it is that happened on that specific day, in that certain place of your life, and through that, it seems to become all-encompassing that there is no real present or future because the past has you binded to that situation. That is a cord. So some of the common relationships, let's talk about that again. Mother and daughter, father and son, husband and wife, past friends, lovers, relationships with employers. Whoever the person is and whatever the situation is that has been traumatic to your heart and to your mind, to your spirit, to your well-being, even if the relationship is extremely different, like everything from an employer to intimacy to a parent, the common denominator of this energy is that it seems to be replaying continually you find yourself going over, I wish I would have said it differently. You are replaying that talk in your mind that you had with your boss and saying, I should have said this. And you're going it over it as if it's happening right now, and you're redoing in your mind the way the conversation should have happened. Redoing how you think you should have acted or how you wish somebody would have received what you said in whatever type of relationship or connection. This is because the cord that is binding you to that experience is sending forward a particular energy, a specific energy that leaves you feeling that you have to go back there in your mind and in your spirit, because you cannot disconnect from the experience until you correct it. But the thing is, some of these situations have passed. There's no undoing what has been done. There's no correcting it. There's no acting it out differently in the past portion. But the good news is, in the present, you have the power, you have the control, you have the key within to say, this is what has happened, and I am going to heal it and disconnect it. I will not allow this cord to stay plugged in to the outlet of my present, pulling me back into the past. So when we clear the karmic ties and we cut the cords of attachment, whether it's between your family members, your professional relationships, or your friendships, in whatever aspect that cord is creating that binding, what we do is we identify the chakra that the cord is using to connect to. We identify the situation in where the cord started to stem its growth to make the connection to that chakra, to make the connection to that portion of your aura. And then through that identification, there are certain mantras, meditations, and stones that we use to start severing the frequency of the past to bring you into the frequency of the present so that you can open the door to the future. So the cords that bind you, what are they creating? Loss of identity. And this connects so strongly to your solar plexus. That solar plexus chakra is holding your self-will, the authority that you have over self. Your solar plexus is containing your confidence. So when the cord is connecting to you on this level, it is stemming from the solar plexus and connecting to the solar plexus. The cords that bind you, they create lacking direction. You find yourself lacking direction. This cord starts from the root and reconnects itself into the root. Low self-esteem, again, this goes back into the solar plexus. Lacking confidence, again, connects to the solar plexus. The emptiness and the feeling of not being able to be fulfilled, the hindrance and the lack of fulfillment, this is very navel chakra. So these cords that bind you, they connect to the lower chakra system, creating hindrance, unable to connect to love or to find your soulmate, unable to connect to self-love, unable to connect to friendship love. It also creates the inability to connect to your calling, your passion, your soul's purpose and mission for this lifetime, the career that you would like to have, the path and the purpose that you would like to fulfill professionally and also be touched and endowed personally through your career. The cords that bind create a distance between you, your passion, and your soul's purpose. So I would like to go over what it looks like in a healing. It is a three-step process of identifying, removing, and then sealing the portion of that energy, because wherever there was a cord, it's usually prone to growing back. And Suzanne, I'd love for you to touch on the method of the pranic healing and the methods and what it is that we're doing in identifying that cord.
Yes, so definitely I love using pranic healing to cut these cords, because pranic healing is a healing method that is literally getting in very deeply into those layers of your spiritual energy, of your chakras. And pranic healing, what I have noticed about it, it is so good at getting to the root, the very root of that growth of that spiritual cord. So you must not only remove the cord, you must remove the root that the cord was growing from. Because if you do not move the root of that cord, well, then that cord is automatically going to grow back, and you will go only have a limit of time of feeling like you have released the cord, feeling the benefits of the cord not being there any longer. But you must get to the root, and that's why I love pranic healing, because pranic healing is actually pulling at your energy. It's actually pulling at those traces of information that you need to see what is going on with this cord. So that's why I love pranic healing when it comes to cutting spiritual cords.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you talk about pulling the information from the root, that's very important, because sometimes we're feeling the effect of the cord and we're not really understanding what has created the formation of the cord. Sometimes it's past just the simple fact that the situation hurt me and traumatized me. Sometimes that cord is actually being formed because of unresolved past life issues with the very same person that you are experiencing the cord with in this lifetime. So through the pranic healing, when we are pulling that energy, we are receiving where it has come from. So if you imagine having a negative relationship, for example, a love relationship, the cord forming from the person's navel to your navel. Once the pranic healing is applied, we are receiving how the energy flows. Does it flow from you to the person, or does it flow from the person to you? Or is it mutually flowing? By identifying through the pranic healing how that energy is flowing, we can also identify where the energy began. Are you receiving it for the first time in this lifetime, or does this go back into other lifetimes? So pranic healing is a wonderful information source and diagnostic of the beginning and the genesis of the energy. Through that, we introduce the people that we work with to each source of their energy field through the chakras, through the aura, through past life and present life. We introduce you to each source that you can feel it on a physical and emotional level. Once you become into the awareness of the energy field, you can physically feel the cord, and you can feel through the meditation how it is literally being cut. You can physically, emotionally, and mentally feel that this is being removed. Any healing process is conscious awareness, and we have to respect that it is a process. Not every single one of you who are containing a cord that needs to be cut, not every person can have it cut in the same way. Some cords are gradual cutting. Some cords are just immediately cut and removed. So through this removal, we identify one-on-one, where is the cord? How does it work? and what is the most efficient way to disconnect it from you. When we clear the karmic ties, the cords and the attachments that you are carrying, the energy that it is fluctuating, you will finally feel in your life, in our lives, we will feel what it is like to be present, because the cords can only take you back to the past experience.
Yes, and you know, through these cords, what I have experienced, because not only are you finding the cord, releasing the cord, you're examining the cord. You have to. You have to see what is going on in that cord, what type of energy, because the cord does have like its own life force, its own control over situation. And it's very important not only to find the cord and to release the cord must be examined. Because, see, what if I have realized, and I know, Carol, you've seen this too a lot of times, is somebody could have a cord for carrying with them from a past lifetime connected to one of their chakras. Okay. So once we already have one cord that's already there, what does it do? It makes like our spiritual immune system so prone to developing other cords from this present lifetime. So that's why it's important to examine the cord, because there can be more than one, and to understand where it came from and to know what type of flow of energy is flowing through this. Where is it from? How is it truly affecting us?
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And people who are carrying an energy, even for those of you who are listening to this, if you don't understand everything about these cords, you don't understand everything about pranic healing, the one thing that each and every one of you can understand is what it is that you're feeling, what portion of your life feels blocked, what is it that you feel is missing, and each and every one of you can identify the source of that pain, the time and the place of your life that you just felt that that was the moment when everything came to an end or everything came to the beginning. So even when we're not aware of what caused it, we are aware of the symptom. We are aware of what is there. And that is the first portion and catalyst of opening up the spirit to say, I have held on to this for too long. Even if you don't know exactly what it is you're holding on to, whatever this is, it doesn't serve me. I'm tired. I am ready to move forward. I am ready to live instead of just exist. I am ready to love. I am ready to give. I am ready to receive. I am ready to connect. Each and every one of you that are in a place in your life that you feel you no longer have the strength to repeat this process, you no longer are able to have the mental and emotional dialogue of what it is that took place at that time in life, you're ready to sever it. You're ready to move forward. Congratulations to you, because you are in the full awareness that there is something that doesn't serve you. And that is the first step to release. Is that enough, though, just having that awareness? Not always. Having the awareness means taking the action. Whether you decide in working in the method that we're talking about, or if even if you decide working in another method, a spiritual method, searching for a spiritual method, just make sure that it does revolve and connect to cutting of a cord and identifying where it comes from. For those of you who are carrying and connected to these unwanted cords and sources of energy, can be cut. And we've seen it. We have done it. And we have experienced it also on a personal level. When you are carrying the cord and it's connected to a certain portion of your energy field. As much as you can emotionally feel it, you can physically feel it. I have had people describe it through IBS, digestive issues. I have had people describe it with migraines. I have had people talk about once they're aware of the energetic cord that they realize that it is creating problems in their swallowing. It can connect to thyroid problems. Cords of energy, psychic cords of residual, can also affect your physical health. So in this releasing, you are releasing yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Yes, and you know, other thing that I have seen what these spiritual cords do affect very much in people's life is also sleeping. That sleepless nights, just tossing and turning, not getting the proper sleep that they need as well. I definitely seen that a lot.
I have as well. So does that mean that everybody who's going through sleepless nights or replaying their past is having a cord that is connecting them or multiple cords? Because as you said, one cord does create the growth of others. No, it doesn't mean that all of you have it, but there are so many who do. And for those of you who would like to call us after the show, you can do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285, or log on to spirituald.com. For those of you, we have a few minutes left, who would like to call in during the show, you can do so at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Anybody who calls in during or after, you are going to receive free of charge a full life reading and a psychic cord evaluation. We will be able to pick up through your voice vibrations the cords that you are holding, the resistance that it's creating, providing you a method and an individual solution for cutting your cords. Some of you have a situation that is very deep and intricate, and it does need the one-on-one spiritual work of a spiritualist or pranic healer. But you would be surprised to find out that many of you who are carrying and connecting to these cords, you actually can do your own cord removal. You just may need a little bit of advice, insight, and understanding to what has created your cord. So through the full life reading and through the psychic energy cord evaluation, we will let you know, is your cord something that will dissolve on its own? Is it something that you can cut on your own? Or do you need one-on-one help and what it is that that would look like? If you've been carrying an energy with you that you know that you are ready to release, if you are ready to walk into your future, stride into your future with momentum, with love, with peace, happiness, and success, but there is something from your past that is holding you back, you no longer have to be in bondage. You do not have to be binded to your past. Your past happened. Your present is now, and the future can be formed, touched, and you can show up in such a way that it is the purest thought, concept, and result of bliss and happiness that you could ever imagine, simply by identifying what it is that no longer serves you, making the mental, spiritual, and emotional connection to disconnect. We have to connect to what it is that we need to disconnect from. Whatever the source of your pain is, wherever the source of the block, whether it is through a lover that has hurt you, taking a piece of your identity, causing you to doubt yourself, whether it is through a parent, whether it is through a boss or an employer, that you feel that in connection to working in this environment, you have lost yourself or not been able to move forward since a certain portion of your life. wherever it comes from and whatever it comes from, the result lies in your hands and within your inner ability to connect to what you need to disconnect from. So for those of you listening to this, feel free, again, to call us after the show, 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today as we talk about disconnecting from the psychic and energetic cords that no longer serve our purpose, our path, and our mission.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.